Erin Brown. She is portfolio manager at PIMCO. Erin, I'm glad you're here with us this morning as we get this news. And so first of all, I would just ask you your reaction here and in terms of its effect or lack thereof on the markets here, this news that Jerome Powell is likely going to be being at the Fed for another term.
I think this was largely expected by markets. I mean, certainly there was some conversations in markets over the last couple of weeks about Brainard potentially being elevated to the Fed chair position. But by and large, the expectation was for consistency at the Fed to remain and for Jerome Powell to be renamed or renominated as Fed chair. So the markets are likely, you know, somewhat expecting this. You may see a little bit of a rally on the back of this with the expectation that the policy is going to remain in place and intact, and everything that's been articulated already by the Fed is likely to continue into 2022 and beyond. Right now, what the markets are really looking for is consistency. And so by Jerome Powell being renominated, that consistency is intact.
Erin, this news has to be incredibly bullish for stock markets, with the main read being perhaps the Fed only raises rates once next year or if at all.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, I think that the markets largely have felt confident in the path that the Fed has already articulated and laid forward for 2022 and beyond. And particularly as we really reach this inflection point where the Fed is starting to taper and will begin early at some point next year to raise rates, I think having a consistent hand in place is really what the market's looking for in order to guide us through potentially, you know, raising rates next year.
Erin, where do you stand on how disruptive the rate increase or increases are going to be for stocks? Because I feel like the sort of conventional wisdom on it has gone back and forth a little bit this year, not only on the timing of those increases, but the effect they will have on markets. What do you think?
I think it's a really good question. So what the markets really care about when talking about Fed rate hikes is growth outpacing the rate of Fed hikes? If you still have growth that is outpacing that of Fed rate hikes, the markets can handle that just fine. I mean, that's a sign of a healthy market where the Fed is, you know, slightly tightening rates in order to, keep pace with the pace of growth. When the market starts to get concerned about is when you start to see rate hikes increasing at a faster clip than growth can keep up. And that's when what we consider rates go restrictive. So what you really care about is growth outpacing real rates. And at this point, you know, certainly they are. And I expect that they'll remain to be outpacing rate hikes through, you know, next year. So I do think still it's a good backdrop as we enter 2022 for equity price appreciation.
So then, Erin, what stocks work best with that type of backdrop?
So what I like right now is a barbell approach to the way that I'm constructing my equity portfolio. So on the one hand, I still like those strong secular growers in the tech sector that are going to do well regardless of what real GDP growth is in the economy. Those stocks tend to be disruptors. They tend to be very fast growers, and you want to, you know, own them in your portfolio. The second, you know, sort of side of the barbell that I like right now is some of the cyclical stocks, and particularly some of the cyclical stocks that are going to do well on the back of Biden's Build Back Better and BIF infrastructure plan. And whether it's EV names or, you know, other ESG names that should do well, given the amount of money that's going to be spending into a greener environment going forward, or it's some of the machinery names that are really going to be instrumental in building the infrastructure. I think those names will also do really well as we turn the page into 2022.
Erin Brown, thanks for rolling with the breaking news this morning. Appreciate it. Good to see you. PIMCO Portfolio Manager, Erin Brown.